In the day's other news, Ukraine appealed for quick delivery of Western weapons as it gave more ground in the east. The army chief said Sunday that Ukrainian troops pulled back from three villages lacking air defenses under heavy Russian fire. In Kyiv, President Volodymyr Zelensky met with NATO head Jens Stoltenberg and warned that a new U.S. aid package and other weapons can't come soon enough.
The Russian army is now trying to take advantage of a situation where we are waiting for supplies from our partners, especially from the United States. And that is exactly why the speed of deliveries means stabilizing the front. Russia's army is preparing for further offensive actions.
For his part, NATO's Stoltenberg criticized alliance members for not delivering what they've promised to Ukraine. In western Kenya, at least 45 people died in flash floods early today after torrential rain across the region. More than 100 people were injured and scores more were missing. Floodwaters in the Great Rift Valley region coated the area in mud, wiping out homes and uprooting trees. Heavy rain has inundated the area since mid-March. Weeks of record heat are hitting new extremes across southern Asia. Temperatures have soared to nearly 119 degrees in Myanmar and 111 in Thailand. And Cambodia has had its hottest weather in 170 years. Today in the Philippines, authorities canceled in-person classes for millions of public school students. And rickshaw operators in Bangladesh braved the sweltering temperatures, taking breaks to rest between jobs.
I have never experienced such heat in my life. Yes, it should be hot, but there would usually be gusts of wind and rain. But it's not happening this time. People are suffering a lot.
In neighboring India, officials are predicting more heat wave days than normal until June, when the monsoon season sets in. In Oklahoma, an extensive cleanup is underway after weekend tornadoes killed four people and injured at least 100. The storms spread destruction across the small town of Sulphur, south of Oklahoma City. Entire commercial blocks crumbled and homes were blasted into piles of bricks and wooden beams. A federal trial started today in Hawaii over the leak of jet fuel into Pearl Harbor's groundwater. The contamination came from an underground U.S. military fuel tank and put thousands of people at risk. Three lawsuits by military families argue Navy officials knew the water was tainted but told people it was safe. The government disputes whether it really caused health problems. The FDA will start regulating new medical tests developed by labs to see if they actually work. The final rule announced today applies to tests for everything from cancer to COVID-19. It does not include existing test products. Agency officials say the rule is designed to, quote, ensure that important healthcare decisions are made based on test results that patients and healthcare providers can trust. And on Wall Street, stocks edged higher to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 146 points to close at 38,386. The NASDAQ rose 55 points. The S&P 500 added 16. And there is a new record in music. Taylor Swift is now the first artist to occupy all 14 top spots of the Billboard Hot 100 at the same time. They're all tracks from her new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Swift also set the previous record 2 years ago when she occupied the top 10 spots. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. Author David Sanger discusses his new book on America's new Cold Wars with China and Russia. And we take an inside look at NPR's long-running Tiny Desk concert series with its new host.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.